From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Following almost 2 weeks of angry outcries from New Jersey parents and law enforcement, the Democrats who control the state legislature are now backpedaling on a provision in new marijuana law that prohibited police from notifying parents if they catch underage kids smoking weed or drinking alcohol. Democratic leaders had largely been silent through the controversy. Members of the Legislative Black Caucus and Legislative Latino Caucus insisted on a wide-ranging decriminalization bill, or they would have pulled their support from legislation setting up New Jersey's legal recreational marijuana marketplace. The chairman of both caucuses now signaled they'll support parental notification. The decriminalization bill was a messy compromise. It had the backing of both of those caucuses. Members successfully killed any attempt to impose fines or penalties for underage use. They claimed police would use those provisions to unfairly stop and fine minority youth, more often than whites under the age of 21. State Senator Vin Gopal and Assemblyman Herb Conaway are confirming they're working on legislation to permit parental notification, but the bills have not been drafted yet, so the specific details are not known, including whether any penalties will be included in that legislation. And while Democrats appear ready to reinstate a parent's right to know about underage drug use, they will apparently leave a provision that says the smell of marijuana or alcohol is no longer probable cause to begin an investigation or search a vehicle. The New Jersey State PBA called that provision an attack on law enforcement and warned police officers not to get involved in any marijuana cases. With recreational marijuana officially legal in New Jersey but not available for purchase until maybe next year, advocates are already talking about the next steps, which could include your ability to grow your own at home.
Bill Caruso of New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform says he's very confident medical marijuana patients will soon gain approval to grow perhaps up to 6 plants at home for their own use.
The ability to allow patients the function of achieving the relief they need through some limited medical home grow isn't really scary anymore to a lot of people.
Dan Ulloa of the Latino Action Network says there's optimism around Senator Troy Singleton's bill for medical home grow. He's also looking forward to the expansion of licensed marijuana sellers.
We need almost hundreds more, arguably.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now to the pandemic. Does it feel like a year yet? It was March 4th of 2020 when Governor Murphy announced New Jersey's first presumptive positive case of novel coronavirus. Garden State residents say now more than 365 days later, they're frustrated, confused, and just basically over the whole thing.
I used to really love being alone, taking a day to myself, just doing nothing, binging a show on Netflix. But now it seems like that's all there is to do, and I'm definitely starting to hate it.
Yeah, the bright side, they say, more family time, learning to enjoy the simpler things, or being forced to do so. Just as the state is ramping up vaccinations, New Jersey is starting to show signs of a fourth wave of coronavirus. Federal health officials have been warning of it. As COVID fatigue sets in, the state's rate of transmission has risen above 1, showing the outbreak is expanding again. Some of that could be due to a rise in COVID mutations. Dozens of cases of the UK and Brazilian variant have been confirmed here. The biggest spike is from a new strain first found in New York City. All are more easily transmitted. Alarm bells aren't ringing just yet, but Jersey officials are closely watching those numbers.
After trending downward for an extended period of time, Jersey hospitalizations have started rising. There's been an uptick in positive COVID cases, and the RT is going up. State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli says what's happening is concerning.
Case rates have increased in the northwest region of the state, which will put that part of the state back into high activity. We are also seeing some increases in case rates in the northeast and in the central regions.
Governor Murphy says he expects COVID vaccine supplies to explode at the end of this month, which will propel the state into a dramatically different place. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The state has now passed 2.2 million vaccine doses given out. That number will rise dramatically as more locations start to offer those shots. CVS and Rite Aid are expanding the number of locations. Walmart, ShopRite, Acme also starting to make appointments. Some, but not all of these locations will allow you to choose which vaccine you want to receive. And if you're wondering which one of them is best, Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J, The state health commissioner says they were all tested at different times, in different places, under different conditions. So you can't really compare one to the other. What is important?
We now have three safe and effective vaccines to protect residents from COVID-19.
Jersey will get the first shipment of J&J vaccines starting this weekend. It is being given out now. Most health officials believe the best vaccine for you is whichever one is about to go in your arm. Governor Murphy is expanding the vaccine eligibility pool, even though more than a million Jersey residents with health issues and those 65 and older still can't get an appointment for a shot.
We have still a supply-demand imbalance. It's getting better, but it still exists.
He says several groups, including teachers, post office employees, supermarket, transportation, election workers, and the homeless, will be eligible beginning March 15th. Murphy has said all schools will be fully opened in the fall. More districts are not waiting, moving to get some in-class learning in before the end of the school year. Only 141 districts are still fully remote. 533 districts have some type of hybrid schedule, and now the number offering full classroom instructions has grown to 111. With a 500,000 students still engaged in some form of remote learning, we're getting a glimpse at the effect. Test results are in from about 90,000 kids who took an optional Strong Start exam this fall. It shows 1 in 3 students falling behind, needing strong support next year to catch up. For science, that number grows to over 50%. A few more colleges and universities are going to have an in-person graduation in some form this year. FDU will hold a series of in-person ceremonies at MetLife Stadium. Montclair will do the same on their campus. TCNJ, Kane, and Princeton will have an in-person ceremony at their football stadiums. Rowan is going to do both, a large virtual ceremony and then a series of small in-person events. Rutgers, however, has announced there will be no in-person graduation for the second straight year. I'm not drunk, officer. I'm just trying to avoid all of the potholes. Agencies across the Garden State say an active winter so far has resulted in more craters than usual on our roads.
In Burlington County, Board of Commissioners Deputy Director Dan O'Connell says more than 2,000 potholes were repaired in February alone.
It isn't just snow and precipitation. It's the freezing and thawing that occurred.
So far this year, the New Jersey Department of Transportation has handled about 60,000 holes on state-maintained roads. Spokesman Steve Shapiro says with the recent launch of their annual pothole repair campaign, it'll be the main focus of road crews.
And that means you're likely to see crews working during the daytime between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And as if the potholes weren't bad enough, gas prices in New Jersey are shooting up again. We're averaging a penny a day, 10 cents in a little over a week, 30 cents in a month, and we may soon be averaging $3 a gallon for gasoline. Two New Jersey legends, one a rocker, one a former U.S. president, may be honored annually soon in the Garden State.
If resolutions that advanced in the state legislature yesterday are enacted by both houses, September 23rd would be Bruce Springsteen Day, and March 18th would kick off the start of Grover Cleveland Week. The chosen dates are the birthdays of the New Jersey icons. Freehold native Bruce Springsteen saw federal drunk driving charges dropped against him last week for an alleged incident at Sandy Hook National Recreation Area in November, where Springsteen said he had two shots of tequila with fans. Cleveland, from Caldwell, is the only New Jersey native elected to the White House. Chad Robison, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. All of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ 101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. Check out my daily news videos on Facebook. Each weekday morning, I'll tell you what you need to know to start your day. Just like the New Jersey 101.5 Facebook page to have it included in your newsfeed and to subscribe. That's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.